We're doing the Navi Yeshaya. We're up to the 8th chapter, 5th pasuk. Vayosef Adonai daber elai od lemor. Hashem continued telling the Navi Yeshaya prophecy about Ritzin and Ben Remaliyahu. Hashem continued and said to him, remember, Ritzin is the king of Aram. Ben Remaliyahu is the king of the northern 10 tribes. They have unified to come and lay siege on Jerusalem. And Hashem gives Yeshaya another prophecy and says, Yan ki ma'asam hazeh et mei ashiloach ha'olechim le'at. Being that the nation has been disgusted with the kings of David, and their kings are described as the waters of the Shiloach, that stream that flows near Jerusalem, where the waters flow gently, and the kings of David used to lead the people gently, and the people scorned that. They were looking for the pride of the northern kings. The Talmud tells us that they'd look at their king who is living modestly, drinking water, not wine, eating dry bread, sharing in the suffering of the people, and they'd scorn him and they'd say, look at the king of the north, look at how much meat he eats every day. Look at our king, what's he worth? So they'd look at him and they'd say, I'll quote you the Medrash, Rashi quotes it. Rashi says the Shiloach is the stream that's called Gihon, and they wanted to remove their king. This is a prophecy about Shevna. We will learn about later on in Yeshaya. We discussed them already. Shevna, who had the majority of the people of Judea backing him, and he was going to usurp Chizkiyahu. They looked at Chizkiyahu, and they saw that he does not sit on a table of kings. He eats a small measure of vegetables a day. He doesn't eat meat every day. On the contrary, he'd eat a small salad and learn Torah all day. And he was happy. He didn't have to eat a large, fancy meal. And they looked at Pekach ben Remaliyahu, the king of the north, who would eat a huge volume of chickens every day. Gozalot. What do they call that in English?
Chickens. I mean chicks.
No, there's a name for that meat when you have a small chicken. Pargiot in Hebrew. I don't know what it's called in English.
I've seen two. Baby chicken. That tender
baby chicken.
Or... There's another word I saw in the restaurant.
So that's how much Pekach ben Remaliyahu would eat for dessert. So they'd laugh at Chizkiyahu and say, he's not fit for king. He eats salad for breakfast and lunch. So the nation scorned the Judean kings that were gentle and modest. And they celebrated Ritzin and Ben Remaliyahu, the ostentatious kings of the north and the Aramean Empire. Umesoset Ritzin uVen Remaliyahu. They applaud the haughtiness of those kings. V'lachen hine Adonai male aleihem et meyanahar. So Hashem says, you're not happy with your small stream? I'll bring you the huge deluge, that huge river. Ha'atzumim v'ha'arabim. They're awesome and many. They'll make a great noise. Et melech Ashur v'et kol kevodo. You want someone haughty? I'll bring you the Assyrian king with all his honor. V'alah al kol afikav v'alah al kol gedotav. And that stream will come rushing down, filling all its boundaries. V'chalaf b'Yudah shataf v'avar ad tzavar yagia. He will pass through Judean territory. He will go like a flowing stream. He'll conquer everything, all the fortified cities. He'll reach the neck. It's like a water that's coming down, filling up until a person, the water's coming up to his neck, and that's the idea that Jerusalem will be overtaken. Everything but Jerusalem will be overtaken. All of the Judean territory, and the extent of his wings will be Immanuel. It will encompass all of your land, Immanuel. Immanuel is Judea. that Hashem promised them He will be with them. Immanuel, Hashem is with us, and the Assyrian Empire will conquer all of Judea other than Jerusalem. Ro amim v'chotu, nations you will destroy, and you will be fearful. Ro'u, it's as though he is turning to the armies of Sanherib and saying, destroy nations, be destructive, be fearful. Hashem is commanding them to come. Hashem has ordered the Assyrian Empire to ascend upon Israel, Judea, up to Jerusalem. V'ha'azinu kol merchakei aretz, and let the nations from afar hear of the attack of Sanherib and join forces with him. And that's what happens. Nations from all around join forces to help destroy Israel. Hitazeru vachotu, hitazeru vachotu. Strengthen yourself at war, have valor, and be destructive. And that's the commandment Hashem says. If they don't appreciate the pious Chizkiyo, if they're mocking the pious king, so Hashem says, let me show them what haughtiness can bring. Yes.
Didn't Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi have like elaborate meals and a lot of for the Yehuda Hashem to people?
That's what was necessary in his day, but he himself never enjoyed it.
Oh, I know he never enjoyed it, but he put on the pins.
Ish.
Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi had his needs in his days, and Chizkiyo was trying to teach them something else. It says in Chizkiyo's day, he was trying to teach them how you can grow without being materialistic. It says in his days, he took out the man to show them. The people were asking him, how are we going to succeed in life if you want us to learn so much Torah? And that was his goal, to teach them you can succeed. And he was right. So he felt the lesson to teach the generation was how to be humble, how to be modest, and still grow. And you see, he merited miracles. He could have been the Mashiach. One small mistake, but he could have been the Mashiach. So he was right.
What was the mistake?
That after the great salvation from the Assyrian Empire, he didn't sing. Yeah, he didn't give enough praise.
He didn't give enough praise, was it?
Yeah.
But he still gave praise.
Right. Obviously, on some level, he was held accountable for it, so he could have and should have known. Yeah, we're all suffering, right? Yeah. Oh, shkayach. Utsu eitza vetufa, daberu davar velo yakum ki Immanuel. Although the Assyrian Empire will plot and think how to destroy, and Hashem is inviting the Assyrian Empire to come and destroy Judea, but not Jerusalem. They will be thinking all kinds of thoughts. Utsu etza, they will have all kinds of plans. Vitufar, Hashem says it will be undone. Daberu davar, they will speak of how to destroy Jerusalem. Velo yakum, it will not stand. Ki Immanuel kel, for Hashem is with us.